Ciao! Kumusta tayo? Hey everyone, my name is Gail Arañego and I am your host for this podcast. Ciao! Kumusta tayo? As we are all adapting to the impact of this pandemic, I realize the healing power of this simple word, kumusta. I believe there is magic in the spirit of collectivity. There is a strong connection in tayo. Hindi ako, hindi ikaw, hindi sila, tayo. Because you know what? We've got this. So join me as we dive into more kamustahan, exploring how words can heal, encourage, and bring sunshine to each other's lives. Love and light, Carissimi miei. Ciao, Carissimi miei. Welcome back to Ciao, Kamusta Tayo, the podcast season 2. Our kamusahan of today will be the continuation of my conversation with Mike Joshua Palermino. It's all about his journey of self-discovery, and he offers his tools and insights as he rebuilds himself and discovers the kind of love that counts the most. Let's dive into it. So, we've shared before yung sa ating kamustahan. So, I guess we can say that a journey of self-discovery is an ongoing process, right? Kasi every day we grow, we evolve, and discover who we are. And also to review and reflect sa ating core values. Kasi sabi ko nga sa'yo, may mga bagay na naka-ignite na sa atin. Like seeds were already planted in there. Like, sabi mo nga, pagiging malambing mo, di ba? So, parang feeling ko, isa siya sa mga core value mo. So, my question is, based on our kamustahan, your sharings, you know, your insights, and based on your experiences, what are your take-home messages for our listeners of today?
Okay. Ayan. First is, find God, or kapag you feel like He is already calling you, just say yes. Kasi that's where it will start. Everything will start. Is yun nga, first is love God, know God, and develop a personal kind of relationship to Him so that whenever you're stumbling up, because of something or struggling about something, you have that accountability partner, which is God already. Na hindi ka na mahihirapan na ma-overcome, or hindi you won't feel that you're alone because you have God already. Then second is your family. This is one of the biggest things na tinatry kong improve and still in the process, is being open to my family about everything. Like, kasi if meron kang problema, mas sobrang makakaintindi sa iyo is versus your family always. Patunayan ko siya na hindi lagi kaibigan ang nandiyan para sa iyo. Ang laging nandiyan para sa iyo is yung pamilya mo. And if you're not lucky enough to have a family though, then find someone like me. I have Gly. I have Carson. You know, I found these persons na, or God blessed me with these persons na kahit hindi kami magkakadugo, we consider ourselves siblings. Ganun.
Your family by heart,
yes,
right?
Yon. Tapos again, while developing yourself, it's important to have a good circle of friends. So dun pa lang, kapag ibibuild mo yung sarili mo, you need to cut off a lot of peoples, to be honest. A lot of peoples in your life that you see na hindi sila nakakatulong sa pag-heal mo lalo na, at saka pag-build mo sa sarili mo. Not to be mean to them, but you have to let them understand also so that they will grow also. If they don't understand you, then let it go. Just stay to the people who can stay you, who can make you more motivated every day, because it helps. Kasi kapag yung kasama mo, mga kaibigan mo, embarkada mo na ano, puro walwal na lang kayo. Every day kayo magwawalwal. Like, walang mangyayari. Pero yun nga, you have to explore. You have to meet new friends. You have to open again yourself also to other possibilities. Para ano, while building yourself, madami mang failures. Pero dun sa mga ma-encounter mo na tao, ano, matutulungan ka nila kasi parang lalo na kung expertise nila yung part na gusto mong i-improve on. Yan, find those people. Find those people na pwede kang matuto. Ayun, pwede kang matuto. Tapos, ayun, third ko is ano, church and community. Serving in the church is a very good skill learning para sa akin. Na kasi ano, while you're serving God, you will be put in a lot of uncomfortable places. Like, hindi mo expectin mo on the spot mag-choir ka. Ganun. Hindi mo expectin mag on the spot mag ano ka, magsasalita ka sa harapan. And then ano, kapag laging nangyayari sa iyo 'yon, mag-grow ka as a person. Kasi masasanay ako ha, nasanay ako sa spontaneous serving. Na sobrang naging sobrang flexible kong tao na i-apply ko yun sa trabaho ko. Na I'm so flexible in my work na kaya kong mag-adjust agad sa ibang bagay na dumadating or na-encounter ko sa work. Kasi na-experience ko na siya sa church. Ayun, tapos being able to explore and be brave to try the things you always wanted to do. Ayan, sobrang importante niya na kapag binibuild mo yung sarili mo, huwag kang matatakot. Gusto mong magkumanta, kanta. Gusto mong mag-gitara, mag-gitara. Gusto mong mag-love life, aba, ay di, love life. And yeah, parang, alam mo yun, yung parang huwag mong pigilan yung sarili mo na parang if you're procrastinating, yun, that's the word I think, procrastinating, ay ano, tigilan mo, parang just say to yourself, no, I'm not gonna procrastinate right now. What the better thing to do is think of ways how can I achieve that. Yun, instead of procrastinating, just think of possible ways paano ko ba ma-achieve yun. Diskartehan mo yun, parang ganun. Yung parang parang pag nagpo-procrastinate ka dun sa isang bagay, isipin mo na lang dun sa procrastination na yun is lagyan mo siya ng diskarte. Para habang nagpo-procrastinate ka, na may napi-figure out ka pa rin kung paano mo siya ma-achieve. Tapos, ayan, ito. The other thing is, practice being consistent kung ano yung gusto mo sa buhay mo. Kapag nalaman mo na yung bagay na gusto mo sa buhay mo, be consistent about it. Be consistent and work hard. Kasi hindi mo siya ma-achieve agad-agad. Yun ang itatak mo sa sarili mo. Ako, tinatatak ko sa sarili ko na itong mga gusto, itong mga bagay na na-envision ko na gusto ko sa iyo sa future, hindi ko siya agad makukuha. It's a working progress. Like this, itong yung vision ko, I see it in the, ang ending process nito is 5 to 10 years. Ganyan. Tapos, and in those years, ayun, again, diskarte ang magiging sandalan mo para maabot mo yung mga pangarap na yun. Ayun, and then siguro yung mga ano na lang is, ano, be responsible for yourself, respect yourself, be patient with yourself, be humble, kind, and honest to yourself, and ano, emotional maturity, hanapin mo din yun, kasi yung parang kapag emotional ka, hindi ka na basta-basta na kung ano yung gagawin mo. Kailangan kapag emotional ka, you know how to control your emotional tantrums, kumbaga. Sabihin na lang natin ganun. Tapos, ayun, being selfless is okay, pero know your limits. Tapos, ito pinaka the best kong advice. Be financially matured, be smarter about it. Don't just, wala naman nagbabawal na mag-ano, wala nagbabawal na bumili ka, pero just be smart about your money kasi it will...
Be intentional about it.
Ayun, yun. Parang ilagay mo sa mga, ano, sa bagay na kikita ka ulit. Ayan,
Investments.
yan. Parang ano din, para hindi ka na magwo-work ng buong buhay mo. Kasi na didiskartehan mo yung pera mo na nagkakaroon ka ng passive income, parang ganun. And then lastly, before you do anything and before ka mag-ano ng para sa sarili mo, just sit, tapos hinga kang malalim, reflect, and discern while praying. Ayun lang. Thank you.
Wow, love that. Parang dami kong takeaways. Taking notes ako talaga today, di ba?
Ayun.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for your take-home messages for me and for our listeners of the team.
Thank you.
Na-bless ako doon. And I was like, so many infos, honestly. And I'm so, so glad that I'm talking to Aman now.
Wow. Wow, thank yeah. you. I appreciate that, Ate. Thank you.
Like, come on, my dear. You've talked about also financial maturity, financial yes. abundance, and you know how yes. to take care of your money, because
yes.
honestly, it's really important too,
it
you
is.
Know,
yeah.
because of course, you know, adulting is a step na hindi natin pwedeng lakdawan.
Yeah,
so
oo, totoo.
Pagka mas maaga natin yun na-realize, mas maaga tayong makakapag adjust to that,
yes.
right?
And maybe mas magre-retire ka ng maaga and you'll have more time to your family if lucky enough. Lucky enough for me. Kasi kaya siya sabi na lucky enough. Kasi nga, 10 years na akong singles, guys. So, lucky enough for me, baka makabunod ako ng family in the future. Not right now, but in the future.
Yan. Kaway-kaway po sa mga singles listeners namin. Ibinan tayo.
Biglang yan.
Kaway-kaway lang. Ciao.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
And
wow, thank you for your takeaways, so your take-home messages.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much for that. So for my final, of course, my final question, no?
Yes.
To wrap up this episode.
Yes.
So what are the top three joy triggers of Mike Joshua Bellarmino?
Siguro first is when I have time for God, parang me and God moment. Yan yung first joy trigger ko. Na kapag kami lang dalawa ni God yung nag-uusap, it makes me so happy and enlightened. Kahit na sobrang bigat ng pinagdadaanan ko, there's joy dun sa pinagdadaanan ko. Kasi yun nga, it's me and God in that pinagdadaanan. So, yan. Tapos, sa pangalo is, being with my family, actually, I appreciate it more now. Na, dati kasi, mga joy triggers ko, walwal eh. Yung mga, alam mo yun, pag teen ka, or 18 ka, tapos, in-enjoy mo yung buhay mo, iba yung mga, pero, para sa akin, parang, pinaka-importante ko din na joy trigger ko is, being with the family, spending time with my family, investing in my family. Yan.
Love that.
Tapos, sa pangatlo is, being with my friends. Yan. Being with my friends, like, kahit maliit lang yung circle namin, pero genuine naman yung joy.
I love that. Yeah.
Ayan. Yan po.
Ah, thank you so much, Ova, for sharing your top three joy triggers. I love
thank
that, honestly.
Tama ba yung sagot ko?
Of course, wala naman tama or mali kasi it's your joy.
Yeah, yun. Dun, you know? Actually, dun ko na-experience yung joy eh. That's why.
Actually, that's why I always ask that. Kasi, you know what, sometimes, it's really, I love hearing, you know, the people who are visiting me and joining
yes.
me to every episode na iba't iba kasi yung joy triggers. Iba't
yeah,
iba yung situation natin in life.
Mm-mm.
But nakakatawa kasi the moment I ask that, talagang iba't iba. Pero lahat yun ang papasaya sa kanila.
Yeah, totoo.
Sa inyo, sa atin. And sometimes, Nakakahugot tayo dun na, oo nga
Yes.
no, that's also for me. Kasi, of course, I'm just asking for three, but the list can be endless,
Yes,
right?
actually totoo 'yan. Actually, madami pa ako na sa isip pero ayun yung parang pinakang importante yung tatlong yung binanggit ko. Ayun.
Yeah, like that. And of course, Ova, thank you so much again for
Thank you din,
teaching
Adelaide.
us
Yes.
with your presence and your story today. What a story, what a
Wow.
journey, honestly. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you also, Ate.
Thank you so much for being vulnerable and brave at the same time.
Actually, that's siguro last thing is I have built enough. I have built myself enough to be strong and sobrang laki ng courage ko para to be vulnerable, not because I want to, because I'm being vulnerable so that people can hear my story and can learn. And parang ano, in a way is I'm sharing this, or I'm sharing my story to bless other people. That is my goal, ate, kaya ako nag-yes. Yan, yun na lang.
Yeah.
Yun yung parang in short, ganun. Kaya, at saka ano, sobrang strong ko na, parang sa grabe naman yung sobrang strong ko na, pero I'm strong enough now na parang God made me strong enough to bless other people with my story. Kasi this is the first time, ate, actually, to be honest. Kasi hindi pa ako nagtotalk sa community. Never pa akong nag-talk. Kung nag-share man ako ng personal, siguro one or twice lang ako nag-share. Tapos this is the first time na parang, alam mo yun, I'm giving a talk about myself, about my life, about
journey.
How God, parang how I encounter God, parang ganun. Yan.
Wow, I feel blessed. I feel privileged, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us today, honestly. And, I just want to add this because
yes.
I just want you to know this, no?
Yes.
Because I remember when I asked you, I invited you, and I was like, hey, how about you talk about your self-discovery journey,
yes.
your building yourself journey? And then you told me, Ate, is it okay? Because technically, I'm just starting my journey, no?
Yeah.
You told me
oh,
that,
actually,
remember?
Oh, kasi totoo naman talaga.
And then, remember what I told you? Sabi ko sa'yo, actually, for me, I think it's the perfect timing.
Yes.
Kasi I also want this to be a reminder
thank
sa lahat
you.
Sa atin, ikaw, sa'yo, sa akin,
mm-hmm.
sa listeners natin, na sometimes, you know, it's so important to be reminded that the mere fact that one choose a path of self-awareness and discovery
yes.
and
yes.
building is already a big thing.
A big thing, yes.
Because having that first step is already a massive decision.
Yes.
And honestly, Owa, I think that we don't have to be in the finish line
yeah,
to be
amen.
Able to celebrate that.
True.
And honestly, I just want to thank you for sharing with us your massive step on your journey of
yes.
healing, growth, and self-discovery. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, thank you. Minimimik ko yung sinasabi mo. Ayan, and ate, thank you for allowing me, and thank you for ano din, for being ate, for being ate to me sa hindi lang bago ano sa hindi lang sa SFC, pero before ako mag-SFC doon, like you were always the kind and sweetest ate na pag nakita ko talaga I will feel, kahit minsan lang po kami magkita ni Ate Gail, pero kapag nakikita kami na Ate Gail, Ate Alisa, I will always feel the love na yung parang grabe, kahit hindi kami dati ka ganun ka-close, pero ramdam mo yung love from them, even kay tita, tita
yeah.
Maddie. Like kapag nakikita ko si tita, tas mag yung even sa chow lang, ramdam mo yung sobrang genuine ng chow nila, ganun. Sobrang sobrang ano, nakakaiba ng energy sa totoo lang kapag sa kawari ka pag nag-work ako, tas makikita ko sila. Kaya saglit na chow, kamustahan, it's different with them. Yan.
Ay, wow, sarap naman na yakap noon. Thank you.
Ayan, again, pero again, thank you ate for ito pala yung message ko. Is keep going ate kasi you're changing a lot of lives. Kahit sabihin na natin konti pa lang yung nare-reach natin or nare-reach mo. Pero yung mga maliliit na souls na yan, yan, dadami yan. Ganyan. Just keep on going, keep serving God, keep discovering din yung sarili mo. And actually, I want to thank you ate for being ano matapang kasi you started this. Kasi kung di mo in-start to, parang doon din sa mga naging past na guest mo, we wouldn't be able to really sit and reflect on what life has been. Ayan.
Wow.
Yun lang. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you so much for
Thank
that.
God, I love you.
I feel blessed. I feel appreciated. Thank you so much for that. So, Owa, before we end our kamustahan,
yes.
So, where we can find you on social media?
Ayan. So, may pa-vlog.
So, course.
Just follow me on my Instagram account. It's mjbellarmino_. And I have a YouTube channel that I post random contents. Actually, random contents pa lang siya ngayon kung ano lang yung makaya ko pang gawin kasi nga nag-adjust ako sa work. Pero I'm planning on doing something big sa YouTube channel ko. So, it's my name sa sa YouTube channel ko is Mike Joshua. Just, you know, Mike space Joshua. Oh, so like and subscribe dun sa mga existing videos ko. And last, ate, can I pray for you guys? Before
yeah,
we end,
of course,
can I pray
of
for
course.
You? Yun yung nakalimutan ko na, like, I was like something na sabi ko kailangan magawa ko yun. I want to pray for you and to the listeners, siguro. Yan, kinakabahan ako.
No, go on. It will be like the very best closure of this episode.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Mga Karisi Mimie, Ate Gail, and myself, let us always remember that we are always in the most holy presence of our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you, Lord God. And Lord, maraming salamat po dahil binigyan niyo po kami ng chance ni Ate Gail and myself to really explore, tackle the things that na experience namin and to reflect on it. And sobrang better, God, kasi binigyan niyo kami ng opportunity not just to reflect on it, but to share it to other people, to Ate Gail's Karisi Mimiay. And we are so blessed and we are so thankful for that, Lord God. And Lord, may you bless me and Ate Gail and our families and to all of the listeners and their families na sana with this prayer, Panginoon, ma-reach nyo din po sila, ma-touch nyo din po yung souls ng mga makikinig at nakikitasal po sa amin ngayon. And Lord, again, we lift all of this in your name, in the Son, in your one and only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, together and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Sobrang higit na yakap
nun
na you offered a prayer for us as a closing of our episode. And, wow. I feel so blessed. Thank you so much for
thank
that. And
same.
Again, thank you so much for your time, your story.
Thank you. Thank
you then, and yakap, you know that.
Sending virtual hugs to all of you guys.
Bye, everyone. Bye, all. Be safe.
Bye, everyone.
That's it for today's episode, you guys. I hope you liked it and I hope that you learned something from it. Let this also be a reminder that every small step really counts and that in every small step that we take towards our self-discovery, our healing, our growth, remember that God is always rooting for us. I'll catch you in the next episode, you guys. Thank you so much again for tuning back. And as always, wear your mask, keep safe, and I'm praying for you. Love and light as always. Karisi Mimiei.